at the heart of North Yorkshire.
Jonathan Cowherd.
BBC Radio York.
What are the key things that an ignoramus like me needs to know about it? Because it's not just a simple cycle race. There are stages and there are things going on within races and on different days.
Mm. First thing to bear in mind is it's a professional race. So it's about 180 riders from different teams. They're all professional teams. The top ones in the world. As you say, it's run over 21 stages. The stages are vary enormously from stages where they're relatively flat and are likely to finish in a sprint through to stages which run in the mountains and therefore favour the climbers. There are one or two stages usually within them which are not straightforward road races but are time trials. So they're done on where it's a race against the clock and the riders go off one by one. Some years, and I'm not sure whether 2014 will be one, they have team time trials where the time trial is run with the teams riding as a group. So it varies enormously and there are different things on each day. In terms of kind of what it means, you know, winning the Tour de France, it's kind of there are a number of winners. There are the winners of each of the individual stages. There is the overall winner, which is basically the rider who finishes the entire race with the shortest accumulated time on the whole lot. So somebody might, for example, win the Tour without having won one of the individual stages. Slightly strange situation on the face of it, but that's how it works. There are also within the race the other competitions that form part of it, the mountains classification, the sprint classification and the young riders classification and indeed teams classification. So there are plenty of different balls in the air at any one time, so I can see why your eyes are kind of starting to spin slightly there.
We hear this terminology, it's got its own special terminology, yes. Things like the peloton. What is a peloton?
Well, a peloton is the group, it's the bunch. Cycle racing is a kind of unique sport from the point of view that if you're riding in a bunch, it's much, much easier than if you're riding on your own. So when you see the riders hammering along through the fields of France, chatting kind of animatedly to each other while they're still doing about 25 miles an hour, they wouldn't be doing that if they're on their own. But because they're in a bunch, they can do it. So that's what the peloton is. So when somebody attacks, for example, another one of those pieces of kind of language that gets used, it means that they're breaking away from the peloton. They're going off up the road on their own, trying to get away.
At the heart of North Yorkshire,
Jonathan Cowherd,
BBC Radio York.